CGSF News Break。
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
State Department condemns CCP's intimidation campaign against Shen Yun. A spokesperson for the U.S. Department of State has condemned Beijing's acts of intimidation against Shen Yun Performing Arts, the New York-based classical Chinese dance company founded by adherents of the persecuted Chinese spiritual discipline Falun Gong.
美国务院谴责中共恐吓神韵。美国国务院发言人谴责了北京及其代理人针对神韵艺术团的恐吓行动。神韵艺术团是由被中共迫害的法轮功修炼者在纽约创办的中国古典舞蹈公司。
We condemn such acts of intimidation and urge protection of the right to free expression, the spokesperson said in comments made.To the Epoch Times. The State Department also urges the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, to end its now 25-year campaign to eradicate Falun Gong in mainland China and around the world.
美国国务院发言人告诉大纪元时报，我们谴责这些恐吓行为，并敦促保护言论自由。这位发言人还补充说，他们敦促中共结束对法轮功长达25年的灭绝运动。
Falun Gong, also called Falun Dafa, is a Buddhist school qigong practice that gained immense popularity in China during the 1990s. Fearing that Falun Gong's teachings, truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, would threaten the CCP's atheist Marxism, the Chinese Communist Party leadership launched an all-out campaign to eradicate.The traditional faith group starting in July of 1999.
法轮功也叫法轮大法，是佛家上乘修炼功法，在1990年代期间在中国广受欢迎。由于法轮功教人按照真善人普世价值做好人，中共党魁江泽民害怕会威胁到其无神论的马克思主义，从1999年7月起发动了全面打压运动。试图消灭这一传统信仰团体。
Shen Yun, which tours on multiple continents and reaches about 1 million theater goers annually, portrays the culture and values of ancient Chinese civilization, as well as the human rights abuses that the CCP has perpetuated against Falun Gong.
Shen Yun 艺术团在世界五大洲巡演，每年吸引约100万观众。展现了中国古代文明的文化和价值观，演出也呈现了中共当局对法轮功修炼者的人权迫害。
Its tagline, China before communism, contrasts with the CCP's campaigns to destroy or distort traditional Chinese culture and heritage.
神韵展现了共产主义之前的中国。与中共摧毁和扭曲传统中华文化和遗产的运动形成鲜明对比。
According to the Falun Dafa Information Center, the CCP's efforts to sabotage Shen Yun has recently escalated in intensity, with suspected CCP operatives sending dozens of emails with bomb and assassination threats to theaters, Shen Yun itself, and to members of U.S. Congress,who support Falun Gong.
根据法轮大法信息中心的报告，中共干扰神韵演出的恐吓行动最近加剧，疑似中共特务向剧院、神韵艺术团本身以及支持法轮功的美国国会议员发送了数十封电邮，发出炸弹和暗杀恐吓。
The CCP has become notorious for exerting diplomatic pressure to sabotage Shen Yun shows.For the past 15 years, it has pressured local theaters and officials around the world to cancel contracts already signed and shows already scheduled. In a 2024 report, the Falun Dafa Information Center documented more than 130 incidents of interference by Chinese officials or their proxies targeting Shen Yun across 38 countries. Those efforts, however, have mostly failed, giving way to more brazen threats.
中共因破坏神韵演出已臭名远播。过去15年来，他们持续向世界各地的剧院与官员施压，要求剧院解除与神韵签订的合约，并取消已经安排好的演出。根据法轮大法信息中心2024年的一份报告，中共官员或其代理人曾在38个国家针对神韵发动超过130次干扰事件，然而这些努力大多以失败告终，因此中共转而采取更加明目张胆的威胁。
The threats have become increasingly graphic and specific. In January of 2025, one threat claimed that the sender had made a large number of incendiary bombs using alcohol and glass bottles and would use them to set ablaze Shen Yun's training studios in upstate New York, located at a site called Dragon Springs.
这些威胁内容变得越来越具体和骇人。今年一月，一封威胁信称，寄件人用酒精和玻璃瓶制作了大量简易燃烧弹，并准备烧毁神韵在纽约上周名为龙泉寺的培训中心。
On February 3rd, the Zenith de Dijon Theater in France received an alarming email. I placed multiple bombs in the theater, the sender claimed. The email demanded that an upcoming show by Shen Yun Performing Arts be canceled or else the theater would be blown into rubble.
今年2月3日，法国地荣剧场收到了一封电邮恐吓信，发信人声称，我在剧院放置了多枚炸弹，邮件要求取消来自纽约的神韵艺术团即将登场的演出，否则剧院将被炸成废墟。
Some 80 minutes before the show was scheduled to start, the theater was evacuated and inspected by police. No bombs were found. The performance proceeded, albeit with a delay.
演出开始前约80分钟。剧院紧急疏散，让警方进行全面搜查，但并未发现炸弹。尽管演出因此延迟，最终仍顺利进行。
The State Department spokesperson's comments follow a February 5th speech by U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance pledging the Trump administration's commitment to promoting international religious freedom.
美国国务院发言人的评论紧随2025年2月5日美国副总统基蒂·范斯的讲话。范斯在讲话中承诺，特朗普政府将致力于推动国际宗教自由。
Welcome back to the channel show on CJSF 90.1 FM.Burlaby, and I'm Hershey. And now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released albums by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you Front Person, and the song is called UOI, which is from the album titled Front Runner.Released in September 2018. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Chant Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑欣赏节目。首先呢，要推荐给大家的是来自 Front Person 演唱的歌曲 UOI， 希望您喜欢。 complex is a music piece called Celebration, and it's from the album titled In One by David Caffey Jazz Orchestra, which was released in October 2018.接下来请大家欣赏来自 David Caffey Jazz Orchestra 演奏的乐曲，名字叫做 Celebration. Hope you enjoy. I'm bringing you Lee Palmer, and the song is called Waiting on the Train, which is from the album titled Horns and Harps, released in August 2018. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Lee Palmer 演唱的歌曲 Waiting on the Train。It's the last song for today's music segment of the Chinese Show, and it's a song called 不要问我过得好不好 which means don't ask me how I'm doing, and it's vocalized by Yan Zhongyu and Lin Minghua, which is also calledSouthern Drought, and they were very active in 90s in Taiwan. Hope you're enjoying the song, and Hershey wish everyone a happy weekend. Please tune in next Saturday noon. 听众朋友，今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是单方二重唱演唱的《不要问我过得好不好》。那么单方二重唱呢，是由大蓝方严忠玉和小蓝方林明华组成的台湾乐团，他们在90年代的时候活跃于台湾歌坛，希望大家喜欢这首歌曲。在这里呢，何许感谢大家收听我们的节目，我们下个星期再在空中相会，祝大家周末愉快。
我不是你想象中的那样坚强，可以一个人独自面对悲伤，其实我也希望有个温暖的地方，让我可以挡风遮雨。那些许多年不见的朋友啊，
我的朋友啊，
再次相遇的时候都已成对成双，找到快乐的天堂，可不可以让我也靠在你的肩上？